More than 2 million West Australians are spending their first night in lockdown as the state desperately tries to trace any potential spread of COVID-19 from a quarantine hotel security guard. The lockdown kicked off at 6 p.m. local time, and the shock announcement sparked a wave of panic buying in supermarkets, with COVID testing lines growing immediately. The strict 5-day lockdown takes in metropolitan Perth, the southwest, and the Peel region. The positive case, a security guard in his 20s, visited several sites while infected with what's suspected to be the highly contagious UK strain of the virus. Queensland has today reopened its border to Greater Sydney. At 1 o'clock this morning, COVID-19 controls on the border were dismantled. Drivers will be hoping the long queues at Coolangatta will become a thing of the past now, and border passes will no longer be needed. The federal government is committing almost $2 billion towards the rollout of vaccinations for coronavirus. The Prime Minister will announce the funding during a speech at the National Press Club today. The majority of the money will go to hospitals to pay for administering the jab and to fund the extra staff needed. The Prime Minister will also use his speech today to outline the plan for the end of COVID support payments next month. He'll say the government can no longer run what he calls a blank cheque budget and can't run the economy on taxpayers' money forever.